We're getting closer to finding the winner of round 7 of our 3-minute fiction contest. Until then, here are 2 more excerpts from among the 4,000 stories that came in.
The day she met Arnie, husband number 1, was one of those days when you swear you can reach out and grab a handful of air, all hot and thick and going nowhere. Arnie's car broke down on the road that ran alongside the trailer park, just as Ma and her mom were coming back from the store, each carrying a bag of groceries. Arnie stood frowning into his engine, looked up as the women passed, and asked the distance to the nearest gas station or garage. According to Ma, he got as far as, "Hey, ladies, can you tell me how far it is?" And Ma, full of too much humidity and boredom, shot back, "Too far for those fancy shoes to carry you." Ma watched him pull his head back and start laughing. The car got fixed, and the next thing my grandma knew was that her daughter seemed to be always getting into that car or getting out of it. Finally, my grandma signed the papers, and Ma, age 15, and Arnie were married. In 4 months, Arnie was in the Merchant Marines, halfway around the world. Ma carried all his letters in her bathrobe. She cried that she couldn't hold on to the calls like she could the letters. After about a year, her bathrobe pockets went back to just lint and tissues, and in no time at all, the divorce was finalized.
She opened the door and went outside. He took a cigarette from the pack and lit it with the end of his own, then handed it to her without turning in her direction. It was very quiet in their tiny backyard. She could hear the drone of the streetlight in the front yard and the faint crackle of the ember as she drew the smoke into her lungs. It stung the back of her dry throat. The faint heaviness of the drug settled over her. Her stomach was empty. Her life had, without her permission, turned into a tired retread of a country song. "Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance," she said. The lyric had come unbidden to her mind. "Everybody thinks it's cool," said he. She thought of words and how the first word she had spoken was carefully recorded and curated. She wondered what her last word would be and if there would be anyone there to record it.
"Ooh, everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true."
That's from Post-Holiday Blues by Anna Galetka of Greenville, North Carolina. And before that, we heard Why I'm Here by Renee Fisher of Arlington, Virginia. Thanks to our Bob Mondello and Susan Stamberg for their readings. You can find the full versions of these stories and others at our website, npr.org/3-minute fiction. And that's 3-minute fiction, all spelled out, no spaces.